It's 5:16 here on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. We're going to visit tonight with our friends from Discovery Depot. The Executive Director, Denise Bradburn, is with us here in the studios, and also Anne Golden. And Anne will share some history because she is one of the leaders that helped develop the project to begin with. And I think Steve Gerstenberger will join us in a little bit as well here. He's the Capital Project Chairperson, just finishing up the drive for phase one, I think, and now the museum's in phase two and looking forward to phase three. And the big news this week is it's their 20th anniversary, so which is astounding, I think. Who's counting? It's like I told Denise, I don't know how many Festival of Trees I've done. I can't remember anymore. But welcome to the program tonight.
Thank you.
Nice to have
you
with us. And Anne, good to see you. Nice to have you with us here tonight. I was hoping you'd be able to come along and share a little bit of what you remember about the early beginnings of Discovery Depot. And what I remember is just the Leadership Greater Galesburg class that caught on with your idea, and then, amazingly, it comes to fruition.
Yes, the idea was there because visiting children's museums, like in Chicago with my own children, but we brought it back to Galesburg and thought, why couldn't there be something like this in Galesburg? It's a great town. And Leadership Galesburg at that point was where I took the class, which with the support of my employers, and that was the spark that ignited it. And they took on my project to do a feasibility study to see if it would go. Of course, a number of people didn't even know what they were at the time, but they were all excited about the concept of education, hands-on education, and that is a universal good thing. So, anyway, the Leadership Galesburg supported that feasibility study, and then we went with it from there, and some of my coworkers and people, Terry Tulene, and people that were in community helped on the first board, and we had to get a nonprofit status. And
a lot of legwork.
A lot of things, yes. And to make it short, we did a mini museum on Seminary Street while we were trying to find a building, trying to raise money, trying to share activities, trying to share the concept, and it was a great beginning, but we just kept going and going and going. So,
yeah, I think I was trying to think about the dairy building and the fact that it took, you were looking at different locations, were you not? How did you decide on the
Well, Terry Tulene was big with the building startup, and that location was available. We bought it for like $60,000. It was there was no heating and cooling. The dairy closed in 1963, and it had been used for paintball and storage and really nothing much. But it had the potential of the space and the imagination to kind of soar with children's activities. Mm-hmm. And so we just we took the plunge, and then we started to paint and, you know, get other people involved in the community. And so many businesses offered volunteer time to help us with many, many things. I can't tell you, you know, wouldn't it be where it is today without all these people in the community, the people today, the people back then that put in their time. So it's truly of the community, for the community.
You know, it's the location across from the depot made it cool. Being that close to the trains and everything, and actually for visiting purposes, I'm sure there's a percentage that come into attendance, and I know Denise can tell us more than about people coming off the train and going right across the street.
We have a lot of people that come up from Quincy, Hannibal, Missouri. We get groups from there. We also have, there's a children's museum in Naperville, which is also near its Amtrak station, so we get families from the Naperville and suburban areas that come down to the Children's Museum here in Galesburg. Well, we participate in a reciprocal museum agreement with the other children's museums, so that makes us more of a likely location for them to jump on the train and come down. We did have 3 days last week of field trips up on the train, so the museum opened at 7:40 a.m. for them, and they were there, and then they got back on the train after 10 a.m. So we do know that we see a lot of visitors coming up on the Amtrak or down on the Amtrak to see the Children's Museum.
Yeah, and its proximity makes it just wonderful to be in that location. You know, Anne, you can probably explain this better than I'll remember it, but that first decade for Discovery Depot really posed challenges, structural challenges with, I think, the dairy, moving a caboose onto the property, and just having the leadership to make it grow. It wasn't without its, I mean, what we see now is a vast difference from its early beginnings.
It very much was. We did it on very much of a shoestring budget because that's all we had. But we had the, as you mentioned earlier, nothing happens unless first a dream, the quote by Carl Sandburg. If you have this dream and this vision, and that's what Leadership Galesburg kind of taught us, if you have this vision, then you keep moving toward it. So we would, if it came to move a caboose, which is not an easy thing to do, you pull in the Ratliff brothers and the BNSF, and you pull in all the people that you can, and you get as much, volunteer. they were all very gracious to volunteer much of their time, and often we might have to pay for part of it too, which we did. But again, that was just one step at a time. That's how we took it, and we kept looking toward that goal of this is a great place, this is a great concept, and we want to give back to the community.
This is Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. With me in the studios tonight, celebrating the 20th anniversary of Discovery Depot Children's Museum in downtown Galesburg, the executive director, Denise Bradburn, who I think came on board in 2012, if I'm not mistaken. Does that sound right?
I did. I officially stepped off the board at that time and took over as executive director.
Okay. All right. So you had an association with the museum before becoming...
Yes. I joined the board of directors in 2004. Mm-hmm. So I had eight years of service, mm-hmm. And historical knowledge to bring to the job and the role, and that helped a lot with the transition.
Yeah. And two of the innovative forces behind the development of the museum include Ann Golden, who was one of the original planners and developers and had the vision, I think, really to want to bring a children's museum, and Leadership Greater Galesburg got onto it. Members supported that. Steve Gerstenberger is the Capital Project Chairperson. And Steve, I know, instrumental, I think, in phase one of that redevelopment. Tell us a little bit about that initial project, which, when I saw it finished, was just like, wow, I can't believe this. I mean, it really was, the transformation was, not that the museum didn't have visitors and people and exhibits before, but this was just like, where are we? Are we still in Galesburg? Because it was like over the rainbow, I thought, for developing the museum.
I appreciate those comments, and I would echo a lot of that to the earlier board that purchased the building and went out and raised the funds to really enhance the mechanical, the HVAC systems, the electrical, so forth, and put the building into a good condition to where we could then take the dollars that were raised in that first phase to apply to that new facility.
And I think Denise has told us in conversations in the past, too, that doing that renovation was a collaboration with other people who knew about museums, who knew about children's museums, who knew what would work, what would be able to, come into play. It wasn't just, hey, we think this might be good. You did a lot of searching, did you not, Denise, to come up with?
We did. We, for the first time in our history, went into a request for proposal process, and we reached out into the museum industry, the children's museum industry, and told them what we wanted. And then got packages back from them, and that's how we initially stumbled into Kidzibitz, mm-hmm. out of Minneapolis, who did our first phase for us. So it was just looking for someone that had that experience. And as Steve said, we were able to put those monies raised into the visitor experience and into the exhibits this time.
Seeing something like this, Steve, had to motivate you and others to go ahead and say, oh, phase two, we know what they're doing over there. This is good.
Absolutely, and it was a lot of folks, investors into the first phase that really were obviously quite pleased, and they were really looking forward to that next step. And in doing so, there's been a lot of comments in regards to the second floor and making that space accessible, and with that, we kind of incorporated the new water room idea of the accessibility into that second phase. So it was just a lot of folks that really highly suggested and indicated that they wanted us to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which you are. You're on phase two now,
We are
right?
on phase two, and we're about little over $1 million raised, and looking forward to getting this project underway.
Yeah, which will include an elevator, correct?
It's an elevator. It's a new egress staircase, which has to be actually added onto the face of the building on the front, by the front door. A second egress modification, mm-hmm. Second floor restrooms, a mezzanine space, and just an upgrade, getting ready for that second floor to be occupied in the future for phase three.
I want to go back to Ann for a minute. When you first saw the latest renovation, and I don't know if you were privy to the plans, because I know you're here sometimes and in Florida part of the year as well. What did you think?
I knew from the beginning, the first board knew that we, in order to have the museum succeed, that it would have to grow and change over time. And that is what it's doing. It can't stay the same. And that's what learning does, too. You start at the beginning with learning, and you keep, it's a process. It's not a product, as they say in school. It's the process that's the important thing, and that's exactly what the museum is going through, is this process of growing and changing and becoming wonderful. So yes, I had as a beginner, I had to let go and say goodbye to some things, but that's okay because new things were there, and mm-hmm. it's wonderful to see the community have it become theirs.
So. Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. I think when you see what's there, it's pretty phenomenal to know what's coming because you know there's little mock-ups and drawings and brochures about what's happening. Can you all stay for a few more minutes? I want to take a news break and just come back and talk about currently some things going on, attendance, what's happening, and a couple other thoughts on the 20th anniversary, if you're okay with a few more minutes here.
Sure.
It's 5:36 here on Galesburg's Evening News, and we're talking tonight with Ann Golden and Steve Gerstenberger and Denise Bradburn from Discovery Depot, now in its 20th year, and they're celebrating this week activities. I think, Denise, I've seen activities all week that are going on at the depot, and you even have a special guest from the state of Illinois coming tomorrow, too.
We do. We have invited Corey Jobe, the director of tourism for the state of Illinois, and so he is coming up from Springfield, and this is his first visit to Galesburg. So we're excited to host him and show off our wonderful town to him. So it'll be a good trip. He's visiting several places while he's here, including Knox College and the Orpheum Theater, among others. So,
yeah, there's a lot of history here and a lot of sites that he can certainly avail himself of. So I think is there a press conference for him tomorrow?
There
too?
Is. He'll be at Discovery Depot for that around 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So he has some advice and statistics to share on tourism and the economic impact of that and the good things that are happening with that in Galesburg and in the state. So we'll be excited to hear what he has to say.
Yeah. Speaking of statistics, what's attendance like, especially in the last 3 years, Denise?
When we renovated, our attendance more than doubled. We steadily hold between 40 and 42,000 visitors a year at the museum. So what that looks like on a weekend, it's not unusual to have 300 to 400 people through on a Saturday, and another couple hundred through on a Sunday, mm-hmm. especially in the wintertime. There were days that we were 500 people through during the hours of operation. So it's a busy place, and it's a noisy place, and it's a fun place on those days. So it's definitely our corner of the world right mm-hmm. there is a happening area, especially on the weekends. And this week we've been very busy celebrating our 20th anniversary. So we've seen some new faces in the depot, mm-hmm. and that was fun. We had throwback admission prices mm-hmm. at $2.50 yesterday, and we saw some new families in the museum enjoying it. So it was nice to see some different community members getting an opportunity to come in and experience the museum as well.
Yeah, that's nice. And most of the kids, I think, are out of school now, so they can families can get there to the museum, too. And you visited a lot of museums prior to this even coming to fruition and maybe still do. How do we stack up?
I think ours is as good as any of the other museums, or, as I said, unique to Galesburg for one reason, because we tie into some of our local history, but also the quality of the exhibits through Kidzibbits. It's amazing. I'm just, blown away by how wonderfully this has all turned out. And, of course, it's a process and it's a journey. So it's going to keep going with phase two and with everything. But the people behind it, Steve and Denise and the board and the community have made it what it is. I can't say any more than that, but it is amazing.
Steve, tell us a little bit about just fundraising for phase two and phase three. Is this something that's ongoing right now that you're doing? I mean,
it is ongoing. It's been ongoing for the past 3 or 4 months, and I would anticipate it through the remaining part of 2016 or 2016, with anticipation for final design and concept drawings and building art, working with the architect later this year. Mm-hmm. With hopes that 2017 we can kickstart the project.
You start building the phase two.
That's correct.
Yeah, and that's a water project, right?
It is. It's water exhibits in a science learning lab.
Okay, and that's kind of where the garage is right now, correct?
It's where the garage is, and then with the addition on the front for the staircase and mm-hmm. the new elevator and some preparations to go to the second floor in the future.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I'm going to let you all go. I know it's busy. I know Denise has she's juggling a lot of things to get ready for
our big day tomorrow.
Yeah, your big day tomorrow with the director of tourism coming down. Anne, always good to see you. Thanks for coming in tonight, because I know you were a big driver behind the starting of the museum, and I know that Steve is quite the force in keeping all these projects going with the capital development campaign. So
yeah, appreciate your support
tonight. No, thank you. Thanks for coming in tonight. I really appreciate it. Steve Gerstenberger, Ann Golden, Denise Bradburn on behalf of Discovery Depot. Stop in the depot this week. They're open every day. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary. Stop in any time, by the way. Especially if you've never seen it, you're going to be surprised. So thanks for being with us
here.
Thank you.
Thank you.